They want it kept under wraps. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, saying it would damage an ongoing criminal investigation. The Justice Department has told the federal court it opposes making public the affidavit used to convince a judge to issue a search warrant for former President Trump's home. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott says its release is vital for transparency.
Until we see specificity within the affidavit, we will not have the kind of clarity that the American people need to come to their own conclusions.
Several media outlets have asked the court to release the affidavit. Former President Trump has asked the underlying documents be made public. The Justice Department has returned Mr. Trump's passports, which were scooped up during last week's raid. L.A.'s District Attorney George Gascon will not face a recall election.
The county clerk says petitioners were almost 47,000 signatures short of the more than half a million they would need to put the recall of George Gascon on the ballot. His opponents seemed to have more than enough signatures, but the clerk found almost 200,000 of them were invalid. Critics blame rising crime rates on Gascon's policies, including a ban on transferring juvenile defendants to adult court and not filing sentencing enhancements in most cases.
Fox's Roger Stern, the group seeking Gascon's removal, says the county hasn't followed the law for signature verification. They could mount a court challenge. A Miami-Dade, Florida police officer reported to be in grave condition after being shot in a confrontation with a suspect who died at the scene. Police are still sorting out exactly what happened. Kraft Heinz is recalling thousands of cases of its Capri Sun drink pouches because some cleaning fluid used in production line maintenance was accidentally mixed in with the juice. The cases affected are the wild cherry flavor with a best used by date of June 25th next year. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As more busloads of migrants are headed to New York City, New York's mayor continues to criticize the Texas governor.
Another migrant bus from Texas arrived in New York City just after 7 a.m. on Monday. 52 migrants were on board, pushing the total number of migrants bused to New York over 400. Chief Nim Kidd of the Texas Division of Emergency Management emphatically denies all claims by New York City officials that migrants are being forced on buses. He says the trip is voluntary. Migrants can get off the bus whenever they want and have enough food and water for 50 people in 4 days. New York City Mayor Eric Adams accuses Texas Governor Greg Abbott of not being truthful with migrants before the trip. Reporting in New York City, Nate Foy, Fox News.
Attorney Rudy Giuliani has been told he is now the target of a criminal probe in Georgia over his actions in the wake of the 2020 presidential election. Giuliani being called to testify to a grand jury on Wednesday. President Biden reportedly plans to make what's being called a victory tour when he returns from vacation, with plans to travel to several cities to explain how the spending bill passed last week will help bring down inflation. The governor of Georgia is being criticized for a more direct approach 84 days out from Election Day.
Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp says he'll spend about $1.2 billion in taxpayer cash to send out lump sum payments to the state's poorest residents. Those on Medicaid, food stamps, or other welfare assistance will get $350. The governor's office says it will help Georgians deal with rising inflation. A spokesperson, though, for his Democrat opponent, Stacey Abrams, calls it a political stunt ahead of the November election. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The FAA ordered a reduction of flights in the New York City area late Monday because of a shortage of air traffic controllers. Some flights delayed up to 2 hours. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.